In Parshas Mishpatim, we find Dinim Mishpatim, what one might refer to as the civil law of Yiddish Halacha. These are halachas that govern primarily Bin Adam Mechaveri, the bulk of Baba Kam and Baba Metzias in Parshas Mishpatim. And Rashi brings right away B'Shem Chazal, Ve'ela Mishpatim, the Vav Ve'ela is coming to be Moisif Al Rishonim. Ma Rishonim Yisinai Afelim Yisinai. There's an extra ribuy stress that this is a hemshich to Ma'an Torah, Ar Sinai, the Seres HaDibris of Ma'an Torah in Parshas Yisrael. So to do it, to explain that the Chazal, the emphasis of Chazal over here is to come, to reiterate, to emphasize a very basic, fundamental idea in Yiddishkeit, is that one might think that these halachas, these dinim that govern the rules of Inon HaChavir, the taka mundane. There's no greatness. There's no heights. There's no divine godliness that there lies in these rules. These are rules that regulate our dealings with other people. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say. In Yiddishkeit, the halachas of Binon Chaveri, the way we deal in the most mundane things with our fellow friends, that's divine. That's also from Sinai. The Be'emes Chazal saying, the Baba Kamed of Lamed, this is part of being a chosid. Part of being a chosid is being mekayim milu d'nezikin. So from Mizboinen, a little bit in the halachas of Mishpatim and all the various halachas, so at first glance they take a look some mundane, but each one has a depth that's coming to bring out a greatness in the person. There's a lashon of the Rambam at Soif Tmura. The Rambam, the last halach in Tmur, says the following. Roiv dine ha-Torah. Einen ele eitzois mirochik migdol ha-eitz ele sakin ha-deyes liyashu kol ha-maisim. The Rambam is magdir that most of the dine ha-Torah, the depth of them, there is definitely the halacha aspect, but the depth of them is their eitzis mirochik from the distance, migdol ha-eitz ele tzakadosh baruch hu, lesakin ha-deyes liyashu kol ha-maisim. They're coming to change us, to find and sensitize our midas, to keep us straight, and not us straight, to be proper, shleimus dika people. So let us try to find, if we mizboinen taka, and each din has a depth, how it's miyasha the ma'isim, let us try to take example, maybe, of two halachas, we find in Parsha Mishpatim, let's see how it's coming to the sakin ha-ma'isim. The first Parsha, in the Parsha of Dina Mishpatim, is the Parsha of Eved Ivri. In the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chof Beis says a fascinating thing about the Parsha of Eved Ivri. Usually when you buy an Eved, you think you're buying an Eved. And the Gemara says no. Then the eyes of the Torah and the outlook of the Torah, kol ha-koina Eved Ivri, ka-koina Adon Atman. When you buy an Eved, you think you're buying an Eved, you're buying an Adon. You become the Eved, so to speak, to the Adon, to the Eved. The Eved is the Adon, and you're the Eved. Why is that so? So that's based on a certain din that's brought out in the parsha of Nirtza, which is mentioned in Parsha Mishpatim. But the Hashlam is in Parshas Rei that when the Eved wants to stay after Sheishanim, so he has to go through the parsha of Ritzia, and he has to say that I love my master, Haftis Adoni, but he has to say Ki Toiv Lo Yimach. Why? Because it's good to me to be with him. In Chazal learn out, that's the Gemara over there in Kedushin Daf Chav Beis. Ki toiv lo yimach means that there has to be an equality between the Adon and the Eved. You have to treat him, he feels like an equal. He feels like an equal. The quality of your bread, he has to give the top quality bread, he has to get the same top quality bread. If the quality of your wine is the same quality as his wine. And the pillow you're sleeping with, if you're sleeping on a good pillow, a cotton pillow, you can't let him sleep on straw. He's got to have the same type of quality you have. So it comes out from here a fascinating thing. If you only have one good pillow, and you don't have any other good pillow, so you can't use it. You have to sleep either you find another good pillow, you go find another good cotton pillow for your heaven, or you have to sleep on the floor together with heaven. No one could use this pillow. And this is fascinating halacha. The Emes, we have to mention, it seems to be there's a machalik, because we're showing them if they learn this kipshutai, the Ritva over there in Kedushin, Daf Chav Beis, and Aleph, says it's Labadafka. doesn't mean you mamash have to equate the Eved to you. It means you can't treat him despairing. You can't treat him in a low way, like an Eved Krani. You have to be machshavim. But the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes brings down the Gemara Kapshuto. You have to equate him to you, and this needs to be understood. We know that even if you have to treat the Eved kindly, but nowhere does it say you come first. How does it make any sense that if you only have one pillow, you can't use it? You come before him. Okay, if you have two, you should give him. But if you only have one pillow, you can't use it. You have to lose out because of the Eved. Does this make any sense? So there's a depth and an insight in the way, the Torah wants us to refine our midas. And the answer is like this. I once heard to explain that the emes is the Eved is not an equal to you. If you have one pillow and you take that one pillow, how is the Eved going to interpret it? Put yourself in the Eved's shoes. The Eved naturally feels at a disadvantage. He feels inferior to the other. So if you take the pillow, in the Eved's eyes, it's never going to be interpreted that he only has one pillow, so he's taking it for himself. He's going to say, I lost out because I'm the Eved. The reason why I didn't get it is because I'm always the one. I'm the inferior. Because I'm a Nebuch. That's why I'm not getting the pillow. So because if you don't get the pillow, you'll know it's not because of your inferior status. But when the Eved doesn't get the pillow, he's going to interpret it as because his inferior status. So we see to what extent there's an unbelievable insight and to what extent the Torah is mechayev from us to think about the other person. And this is a klal gadol life. One would say, okay, I do have to understand the other person's perspective. But that's only when it's a fear perspective. He's coming from a different angle, a different culture, a different background. But if someone has a chip on his shoulder, I'm responsible to try to understand his complexes. Yes, we see here the Torah demands us to go and crawl into the other person's world. If in his world he feels inferior, we have to shteltzu to that. We have to be mesiachas to that. This is the idea of the Torah, and it's not only a mitzvah. Kilo amayla. This is a chiyuv ki toiv lo imach. This is what the Torah is mechayiv. This is its sensitivity. The Torah is mechayiv, and this is what the parsha of Eved Ivri is coming to sensitize us to. We have to equate ourselves. We have to take an Eved Ivri, and then equate ourselves to him. We have to equate him to us because we have to realize and step into his shoes. And we can learn to this in many situations in life. We bump into people who are naturally in an inferior state. For various different reasons, we have to try to enter their world, and we have to cover up and be sensitive to how they're going to react to different things. This is what the Torah is mechayev. I want to give another example, another din in this week's parasha. Later on, in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Hei, Chav Dalid, it says, there's halacha, the end of the pasuk, it says, kesef talves ami, es onimach, the parish of halva. One of the ways to do chesed is by giving a person a loan. He feels better. He doesn't feel like he's getting a total chesed. He's getting it for free. He can pay you back. The pasuk says, then at the end, two dinim. Lo yisiyah lo yikanoisha lo yisimim alav neshech. Two lavim. There's a din that you're not, if you know that he can't pay you back, you're not supposed to appear to him like a creditor. And show him that you want to be Tevei the Mammon and remind him that he owes you money. He feels attacked. And then the Pasuk says, L'isim malav neshech. Famous Isser, the Isser of taking ribbis, loaning beribbis. Is there a connection between these two Isserim? The Ramban seems to have seen a connection. The Ramban seems to shtel on the juxtaposition here. What does it say, L'isim in the connection afterwards, right afterwards, L'isim malav neshech? The Ramban says, a brilliant idea. There's a deep connection. Zokta Ramban, the idea of the law behind Laisila Kanoisha is that you, the Malva, you're not supposed to say you control the Laiva. Chazal say, Evid Laiva Leish Malva. The Laiva feels like an Evid. He feels like he's Meshubit to the Malva. That's out the Laiva standpoint. But you, as a Malva, you're not supposed to hoard yourself over the Laiva. You're not supposed to prav as if you own him, you control him. No, you're supposed to equate him. You're supposed to avoid showing him that you be'etzem have el yonis, so you have a certain superiority over him. You're not supposed to show that yourself you're superior to Bechal. You're not supposed to show that you're a ganze balabos of him. Zok to Ramban, this is the exact hemshech. This is a new insight to the idea of ribbis. This is the Ramban's understanding. It's a direct hemshech to that is that you're not supposed to take ribbis. One would think ribbis, I'm allowed to take ribbis. I'm doing him a service. It's like I'm renting him my money, the service of my money. He owes me rent for being able to use my money. That's ribbis. Zok to Ramban, no. Loisosim of neshech, tia halvoil of chesed. It depends how you look at the halva. If you look at the halva as that is your bailus, you look at, you own the money. I gave him, I did him a service, I deserve him, I have a certain superiority over him. I did him a favor. Then you can continue and you can take ribbis, because he owes you ribbis. But if you look at it and you don't feel like a balabos, you feel like a messenger, you feel like a shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you money. And what did he give you money for? The money is really yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you money so you could help out other people. One of the ways to help out other people is by lending them money. When you look at it from this standpoint, you look at this from this point of view, so then you have no right to take ribbis. He doesn't owe you anything, that's him. He has your money, you had the opportunity to do him chesed. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhin said that his father, in the Hakdama to Rav Shachaim, he writes that his father told him always that the Odom loy la'atzmo yinivra, elu zulasa. We are not created for ourselves, we're created for another person. You have money, you think you're a balabos, you have the right to demand ribbis. You're not a balabos at all. You have the schus to give him chesed. You have the schus to allow him to service him, to give him money, and allow him to help him out. If you realize that lo yisi eloi kenoisha, you're not a balabos, it will follow suit that you can't demand any ribbis. This is a second example of how the dini haTorah coming, liyasher amayisim, and are coming to be misaken, and refine us. Going back to where we started from, if we're mekayim mishpatim, this is the real way we become la'atem mamleches koyanim b'goy kodesh. Not only by our Sinai, not only in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Knesses, not only when we're being over Hashem, putting on tefillin and tzitzis, do we retain kedusha, and do we gain kedusha? Minon l'chaveroi, in refining our midas mekayim, the demands of the Torah, the chayvus of the Torah, that's the ultimate way to mekayim the gadol ha'itza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to misakan amidus, to be mashlamos, to make us a mamleches koyanim b'goy kodesh. Shabbos.